This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. What farmers want in carbon payments. CR could delay farm bill, and SCOTUS debates agency authority. Farmers expect significant carbon payments. Farmers continue to show interest in carbon markets, but they expect to see some payments from them. That according to an exclusive AgriPulse poll of U.S. producers. Nearly half of the farmers surveyed said they are at least somewhat likely to participate in carbon markets. But nearly 4 in 10 producers surveyed say they would expect at least $40 an acre. Another 16% want at least $30. Some 31% were okay with getting at least $20 an acre. Now take note, the poll also says that a solid majority of farmers would support cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. For more on the poll, check out our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Lucas, a PROPS extension delays farm bill. The Senate has started the ball rolling on a new stopgap funding bill that would avert a shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies this weekend. The Senate last night approved the first procedural motion on a continuing resolution that will keep the government funded through either March 1 or March 8, depending on the agency. Looking ahead, while the CR would avoid a shutdown, it also could further delay action on a new farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson has indicated he'd like to move the bill in March, but the CR could seize his calendar. Former House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma says a March extension for getting the FY24 spending bills done is needed to give appropriators, quote, enough time to finish regular business. But he tells AgriPulse the continuation of the appropriations process puts Ag Committee members in a bind. He doesn't think there'll be any agreement on funding the farm bill until FY24 appropriations are complete. What we need, in my opinion, is the craziness of funding the government for the rest of the year to be over with so the leadership and appropriators can make and the budget committee can make a determination about how much money is available for everything else too. And then we can launch from there, Lucas told AgriPulse. Now keep in mind the 2024 calendar is exceptionally tight given that political conventions start in July and Congress will only be in session for a brief period between then and the November election. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. SCOTUS hears arguments on Chevron doctrine. Two widely watched arguments before the Supreme Court today concern the application of what is known as Chevron deference, the idea that when laws are ambiguous, judges should defer to the federal agency's interpretation of those laws so long as they are reasonable. The cases at issue involve the fishing industry's responsibility to pay for government observers on their vessels. Legal scholars and others disagree on the extent that overruling the 1984 decision in Chevron versus the Natural Resources Defense Council would affect cases going forward. Why the cases matter? Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation, however, along with 7 other groups, including the Agriculture Retailers Association, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Council, and the North American Meat Institute, have submitted an amicus brief arguing, quote, A deference rule, as experience shows, makes it far too easy for agencies and courts to throw up their hands when faced with difficult statutory language and rely on deference rather than careful textual analysis. Northey, it's getting tougher to educate candidates on biofuels. Once again this year, presidential candidates trek to Iowa and pledge their support of biofuels ahead of the state's caucuses. But Bill Northey, a former Iowa Ag Secretary and Trump administration official, says it's getting harder to get meaningful commitments from candidates simply because biofuel issues are more complex than they used to be. It's one thing for a candidate to promise to support the renewable fuel standard. It's another thing to get them to take a stand on specific issues, such as electric vehicles or carbon sequestration pipelines or a low-carbon fuel standard, Northey told AgriPulse. Candidates would, quote, love to be able to swoop in and say, I can appeal to ag with a pro-RFS message. Okay, I can do that. I don't have to explain it, Northey said. For analysis of the Iowa caucus results, you can read our weekly newsletter. OSHA proposes poultry plant pay $212,646 fine for worker death. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is proposing more than $212,000 in penalties against a Mississippi poultry plant after a 16-year-old sanitation worker was killed after being pulled into a machine. The teenager was caught by a spinning shaft of a machine in Marjack Poultry's deboning area last July. According to the Labor Department, the incident was the second time in just over 2 years that a worker had died after being injured by machines. Marjack Poultry did not respond to a request for comment. Lawmakers call on USDA to open dairy margin coverage signups. 11 House members are urging the Farm Service Agency to open up the sign-up period for the 2024 Dairy Margin Coverage Program, which they say continues to be delayed. Now, as we are nearly halfway through January, there continues to be no indication given to producers of when they will be eligible to select their DMC coverage level for 2024, the lawmakers say in a letter to FSA. This delay in DMC enrollment, coupled with the already unpredictable nature of the industry, is concerning for the farm economy and the constituents we represent. Value-added grants available in fiscal 24. USDA's Rural Business Cooperative Service is accepting applications for approximately $30 million in value-added producer grants. Although Congress hasn't passed an FY24 appropriations bill for USDA, RBCS says it's issuing the Notice of Funding Opportunity to allow applicants sufficient time to leverage financing, prepare and submit their applications, and give the agency time to process applications within FY2024. It estimates the funding would be about $30 million. Electronic applications will be due 85 days from January 17th. Paper applications are due 5 days later. Here's today's He Said It. American families will benefit from this bipartisan agreement that provides greater tax relief, strengthens Main Street businesses, boosts our competitiveness with China, and creates jobs. That House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri on a bipartisan tax agreement with Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon. The agreement includes an increase in limits for the Section 179 expensing provision. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Galley.